this week's Parsha, Parshas Lech Lecha. On the way over this morning, I was listening to a shir, and the question that was posed, the famous question that's asked by so many, is that if jumping in a fire is seemingly the greatest nisayon that a person could do, why wasn't it mentioned? And why was the first nisayon recorded that Avraham Avinu went through is the nisayon of Lech Lecha Me'aretzecha? And it's a famous, very famous question, and there are many answers. And when I came to the yeshiva, I opened up Alein L'Shabeach from Rav Zilberstein, and he gave an answer that I'd never heard of, and that is unbelievable and a tremendous, tremendous life lesson. I guess we can start with the mashal. He says that in the world, martyrdom is something that's accepted or known or understood, and if somebody tells somebody jump in the fire, and it's against your belief, so then for martyrdom, you jump in, you go for it. However, in contrast, imagine the following scene. Imagine you have somebody very, very chashuv. Let's just, a little mashal, I don't know if we want to say it's the president or some really chashuv person in America. And all of a sudden he says that somebody came to him at night, or God came to him, and he decides he's like moving to Bangladesh or some random third world country. Right? He's on top of the world, and somebody and he starts packing his bag. The people ask him, you know, what are you doing? And he sort of can't answer them. I had a dream last night. I spoke to God, and God told me to go to some third world country and leave everything. And he has nothing to answer. Says Rav Zilberstein, that is the greatness of the nisayon. Everybody, it seems to me, in the world then, people can relate to martyrdom. People can relate to jumping in a forest. But imagine Avraham Avinu, who's an upstanding member of the community, of the society, is there. All of a sudden, starts packing up and leaving, and he has nothing to answer. God, they don't believe in God, came to me and told me to leave. And that was the greatness of the nisayon of Lech Lecha. That you look to everybody like a fool. And when I read that answer, I was like, wow, what an unbelievable answer. And that is something we can all relate to. So often, for example, right, people around us are talking about inappropriate things, or people talking about Lashon Hara. And you feel awkward. You feel like a fool. You close your mouth because you don't talk Lashon Hara. You don't talk about inappropriate things. And if you feel bad. You feel you feel awkward. You may feel like a fool. I think, if I'm not mistaken, there's a mission, I think, when the Muslims farm said it's better that you should be a shote and to do an avera than to, it's better to be a shote and not do an avera than to do an avera. Meaning, to be quiet. For example, somebody comes to you and says, oh, no, did you enjoy that shir? I didn't enjoy that shir. The shir wasn't good. And you just like, don't talk. You feel like a fool. Well, you know, you can't talk? What do you mean? Well, tell me how you know, the shir was terrible. Or you ate somewhere and the food was terrible. And they said, oh, wasn't the food terrible? And you push it, you can't answer. So here you are, you're making yourself out to be like a fool because you can't answer. That was the greatness of the nisayon of Avraham Avinu. Just to relate to what he was going through. He couldn't answer. He couldn't explain, God came to me. What do you mean, God? And when he took it, I think we have to just imagine what it was like. You know, we imagine he was just this lofty person, but he had interpersonal relationships. And I think we have to, you know, try to think about it. Thank you very much. Try to think about it in terms of how we relate. Can you imagine all of a sudden we decided to pick up and leave and we couldn't explain it to anybody and we felt foolish in the eyes of the world? That's a tremendous madriga and a tremendous nisayon that I think we could all relate to. And in life, sometimes, you know, the right thing is not always the popular thing. Also, obviously, that's what he's called Avraham Ivri. Because he was on one side, everybody else on the other side. It was, to the world, he was doing something abnormal. But it was certainly normal. And so too in our lives. We're going against the grain. Society in general doesn't necessarily ascribe or understand or relate to our hashkafa and our outlook about the importance and the value of Torah and mitzvahs. Or about not speaking Lashon Hara, as an example. How could it be? Well, you don't do that anymore? What, you don't talk like that anymore? And what, you can't talk? So something that's a huge life lesson to think about, that oftentimes doing the right thing makes you feel, in the eyes of other people, quite foolish. And that's obviously a new answer that I never heard of that I was very excited about. The other very common answer that people give is that jumping in a fire is a one-time thing. However, is obviously a lifelong expression of Kiddush Hashem. And as the saying goes, right, it's easier to die on Kiddush Hashem than it is to live on Kiddush Hashem. And that was the reason why this is the first Nisayon that was recorded. Because Avraham Avinu, from that time on, from Lechem Eretzcha, every aspect of his life was a Kiddush Hashem. He left his homeland, he left his family, he left everything, and followed the ways of Hashem. And to live on a constant basis as a living Kiddush Hashem is obviously the highest madriga. And that's really, that should be one of the mottos of our life, that we're here, L'kadei Hashem Shemayim. That's what we're here to do at every moment. And I also heard, and I saw it in the side as well, the Sfasemis asks, and many ask this question as well. Kodesh Baruch Hu tells Avraham Avinu, Lechem Eretzcha, Lechem Eretzcha, and the next pasuk he says, V'asal Goy Gadol, I'll make you a great nation, V'avarecha, V'agadol Shemecha, you'll be great, your name will be great, you'll have kids. So what was the great Nisayon? Hashem told him that if you go, life will be great for you. So, what's the Nisayon? Obviously, we answered, Rizobashin's answer is beautiful. That even though he's going to, it's going to be good for him, nobody will believe him, and he can't really tell anybody because they'll think he's a fool. And the other answer, that even though he's promised good things, but Lamaisa, it's a challenge that will be everlasting. So it says the Sfasemis, you know what the challenge was? Listen to these words of the Sfasemis. Mashiv Tichu Kodesh Baruch Hu Kokachav Tachos Nira Ki Hayu Lahagdil HaNisayon. It was to increase the challenge. Liros in Yehalichosu Ba'avur Aschar. The reason why this is a great challenge was because Avraham Avinu had to leave his land and go to Eretz Yisrael, not because of the reward, the great nation, the children, the money that he's going to get, rather for Hashem. Over Emes Ksiva, it says in the next pasuk. What does it say? Vayelach Avraham Kasher Dibre Elav Hashem. That what? That the Nisayon was that Avraham Avinu didn't go for the schar. He went simply because he was following Ratzon Hashem. And that's obviously a very, very high madriga. That here we are. How do we know if what we're doing is Hashem Shemayim? Maybe we're learning because we want people to think we're nice, we're good people. Maybe we're doing chesed because we want people to think we're nice people. The Nisayon of Avraham Avinu, and the reason why it was so great, because he did not go for the. That's not why he went. He went simply to follow the Ratzon Hashem. And that is obviously a tremendous life lesson. We have to ask ourselves, when we're doing something, are we doing it for the Ratzon Hashem? Are we doing it for popularity? Are we doing it to make ourselves feel good? Or are we doing it simply to follow the will of Hashem? And that was the greatness of Avraham Avinu's act of Lechem Yatzcha that was totally the Shem Shemayim. And as an aside, I was listening to a shiur just now, and he quoted Rav Avigdor Miller. Rav Avigdor Miller said the following. He said, when a person is going to eat, so what should he do before he eats? He should say, I'm eating, so I should have strength for Avodas Hashem. And then Rav Avigdor Miller apparently said, but you're lying. You're not eating because you want to have strength for Avodas Hashem. You're not eating the Shem Shemayim. But he said that eventually you'll get used to it. You'll get used to the fact that you're eating the Shem Shemayim. And it'll become part of your nature. And you'll think, I live, and I eat, and I do things the Shem Shemayim. He said that you're going to sleep. What should you do when you go to sleep? I'm going to sleep, not because I'm exhausted and I can't function, because I'm going to sleep because I need to regain my strength for tomorrow to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. So the same act of eating and sleeping that can be done in such a mundane and with a lack of any spiritual significance or value can be transformed into I'm serving a Kaddish Baruch Hu. Everything we do is to serve a Kaddish Baruch Hu. And this is what we learn from Avraham Avinu. He wasn't going for the greatness. He was going because this is the will of Hashem. It's a whole different life. You're doing it anyway. Why do you, let's say, for example, people who are listening, let's say you go to college. I'm going to college because I need a parnasa. Why do I need a parnasa? I need to support my family. But I need to support my family because I need to put food on the table. For Shabbos and Yom Tov, I need to send my kids to yeshiva. Both people are going to college. Both people are going to work. But there's a work L'Shem Shemayim, and there's a work that's not L'Shem Shemayim. It's all about the kavana. We could totally live a normal life. But everything we can do is the same Shemayim, mamish. It's a tremendous madriga, and everything we do. Why do I play ball? I play ball to get energy out so I can learn better, or I play ball because this is, you know, it's an ends in and of itself. We can take our whole life, we can take our entire life and turn it into every rega, every moment, every aspect of our life is the kadosh Shem Shemayim. Tremendous madriga. And something that we can certainly all, it's all in the mind. All we have to do is think about it. We're doing it anyway. Why are we learning? Hashem Shemayim. And on this tape that I was listening to from my friend Shragi Kallis, he told over a personal maisa that that he had. It was Rav Nosson Finkel Zatzal, whose yahrzeit is tomorrow. And he said that 2 weeks before Rav Nosson was passed away, he went to visit him to ask him a shayla, to ask him an etza, and he told him the following thing, which is like, I'm still shaking. I heard this a few minutes ago. He said that Rav Nosson Tzvi turned to him and said, "You know what you can do to become a tzaddik? So he said, "Yeah. What are you supposed to do to become a tzaddik?" He said, "Once a day, do something totally l'shem shemayim, meaning do a chesed for somebody that nobody knows about, get stuck on nobody knows about it, learn at a certain time that nobody knows about it." Do something 100% pure l'shem shemayim that nobody knows about. And if you do that for 350 days of the year, you become a tzaddik. And then he told me, you know what? You don't need to do it for a whole year of 350 days. You only need to do it for 2 weeks. And he said that 2 weeks of the day was when he was nifter. Nosson Tzvi was nifter. What am I, Draga? Nosson Tzvi. How do you become great? And this is something you can have a job, you can go to college, you can be a normal member of society, you don't have to turn into a pumpkin, you don't have to turn into somebody who can't relate to society. All you have to do is once a day, do something l'shem shemayim, and you become a tzaddik. Unbelievable. Right? Unbelievable. And now that we're talking about Nosson Tzvi, I have to tell you another story that a friend of mine told me a few weeks ago. He told me that I shouldn't necessarily say who he is or whatever. He had a certain issue that he was going through, and he went to Rav Nosson Tzvi, I guess it was around the Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur time, I think it was, to ask him for an Eitzah. And he said to him, I forgot what he said exactly. At that time, he said to him something vague. You know, he didn't really answer him. I don't know exactly, I forgot what he told him. But whatever he told him, my friend was not satisfied at all. Okay? And a few weeks later, and he was still struggling, whatever it was, a few weeks later, it came to Simchas Torah. He said, Simchas Torah, imagine the Mir Beis Medrash. Now, those of you that went to maybe the Simchas Beis Shrevi, you'll notice that during that time, Simchas Beis Shrevi, Simchas Torah, they move away all the shtenders, and it's the main Beis Medrash is totally empty, and it's left for dancing. And he said, there was a massive circle, and everybody's in the circle, all of a sudden, I mean, the truth is, my friend tried to imitate, you know, because he loves Rav Nosson Tzvi, walked literally across the circle, and grabbed his hand while they were singing the song, we are avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he grabbed his hand and he danced with him one on one, like in the middle of a circle, going around. And he sort of like, that was the answer that Rav Nosson Tzvi gave him. So, I mean, the story is beyond unbelievable. What does it mean? And this is anybody who learned in the Mir knew that you were like a Ben Yochid. You were like an only child to Rav Nosson Tzvi. You were a Talmud in the yeshiva. He loved you, Avas Nefesh, and he cared about you. But to understand, you're talking about a man who is in charge of a yeshiva of thousands of people, right? He kind of has a large family. And here he has this Talmud that he did have a relationship with him, a very close relationship with him, but he waited weeks till the right time to sort of give him the chizuk and the answer that he needed. I was blown away. The Avas Talmidim, is just palpable. I was basically in tears just imagining that that's what he felt. He would kiss you, he would give you the biggest smile in the world, and just unbelievable. And of course it comes from what we recommended. If you do something once a day, l'shem shemayim mamish, so then you become, your whole essence is to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And part of serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu is caring about other people, and worrying about other people. And it was just, the story just literally blew me away. There's one more thing I wanted to add on that point. Oh, that's what it was. And this friend of mine, and this obviously has happened, I don't know how many years ago this happened. But this friend of mine told me, this is the reason why he told me this story, because this past Simchas Torah night, so the reason why he told me this story was, whatever hakavah it was, they sang the song, Ana Avdo de Kutsu Brichu, and all of a sudden this guy started dancing like a wild man. And he said to me the craziest thing. He said that since that Maisa, Rav Nosson Tzvi pulled him over, when they were singing the song Ano Avdo de Kudosh Brichu, any time that Hakafa happens, and any time they sing that song during Hakafos, for some unbelievable reason, he's always given the Torah at that point. Mamish like Ruach HaKodesh. He told me this Simchas Torah night, and then the next afternoon, he actually goes to Hakafos in the Mir for in the morning, and in the afternoon he told me, guess what song they were singing when I got a hakafa this morning again from here, Ana Avdut Kud Shebrichu, which is obviously quite spooky. He said it happens almost every year, that whenever they give him the Torah, that's the next song that they start singing. But of course, first of all, Ana Avdut Kud Shebrichu, it's all related to the same, we're Avodim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's what we're here for. The Kaddish and Shemaim, that's what Avraham Avinu told us. He didn't go for the wealth and for the riches and for the fame. That's not what he went. He went L'Shem Shemaim. Again, so what are we going to ask ourselves? Did HaKadosh Baruch Hu come to us and tell us to do X, Y, and Z? No, he didn't. But he gave us Torah Shebichsav. And he gave us the Torah Shebapeh. And he gave us Arabeim. And he gave us Hadrachah. There are plenty of ways you can have your own Lech L'Maratzim L'Maratzim without hearing it directly from HaKadosh Baruch Hu like Avraham Avinu did. And what a lesson to take. And we should all try to do this, at least for 2 weeks, if not for the entire year. Every day, do one ma'aseh that nobody knows about, purely the Shem Shemayim, whether it's an extra 2 minutes of learning, whether it's, you know, like we spoke about Lashon Hara before, they're having a conversation, they're ripping on somebody, you decide not to say anything. Okay, if I don't think, you know, assuming people don't realize, or something like that, or, you know, give tzedakah in a certain way that nobody knows about, or do a chesed for somebody nobody knows about. I'll give you a dogma. I remember seeing, I mean, I guess I caught him, but a guy, he didn't realize I was there. Like, the guy saw his paper towels on the floor in the bathroom, and he cleaned it up. Nobody knows about it. Nobody knows that you're the kind of guy who cares about the cleanliness of the yeshiva. Just an easy thing to mention. Kadosh Baruch Hu should give us the tziyat nishmaya, and we should certainly have the ratzon to always serve Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the Kaddish Shem Shemayim. Have a great Shabbos. Mm-hmm.